Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode number 18. Welcome to Urban Reggae Zone. I'm your host, Ranking Screw. You're listening to New Artist Radio. Yeah, once again, we have more guesses, continuous guesses. You know how we do it on Urban Reggae Zone. It's all about mannerism upbringing, and culture. We have Queen Makeda in the studio all the way from Israel. You know what time it is. She's here to do them concerts for the Women's Month, International Month, that is. Welcome, sister. How you doing?
Greetings, Brother Rankin Screw. Bringing it to you live right here at Urban Reggae Zone. This is Queen Makeda. I'm happy to be here with you, Rankin Screw, and all the masses.
Bless up, and give thanks for coming, yeah? I got my first question for you. You've been doing this music thing for a long time, and, you know, since this is Women's Month, I want to ask you the first question. As a woman in the music business, do you feel anywhere treated different, you know, this by the male figures? You know, how is it for you in this music business?
Well, first I want to give thanks and praise to Almighty Yah for just allowing me to be here this day and also for opening the doors for me. You know, it was 10 years ago when I came here to record my first album, The Awakening, and Father brought me back this time to not only record, but to promote. And he's really opened a lot of doors for me within the couple of years that I've been here. I have my own band, the Sheba Warriors Band. Shout out to the massive, to the brethren and sistren there. My family, Oriah Music, has helped me tremendously to get things off the ground here. Mm-hmm. I was able to perform at Sierra Nevada World Music Festival last year, Northwest Festival in Oregon, and Monterey Festival. And so I'm so thankful for all the many blessings. And Yoshi's now doing a tour with Sister Ire Divine and Sister Beauty for Women's Month. And recording my new album, Humble Heart. So, you know, when Yah is with you, who can be against you? You know, simple as that, you know.
Yeah,
we must trudge ahead and not allow these kinds of, not allow anything to hold us back, you know, when we have a divine and a righteous purpose in our heart and in our mind. Certainly, there's always a need for more equality and more balance. When you look at the bills in the music world and you see that it's mostly a male lineup, you know, then something is wrong. And so the mindset of the promoters needs to be changed, you know, and more of a balance needs to come forward. When you look at the playlists, you know, on certain reggae stations, and it's 99.9% male, you know, and 0.1% female, you know, something is wrong with that picture. You know, it takes the two of us, you know, in this world to make it, you know, and let us show the proper concern and respect for each other as artists, because we all have a voice and a message to contribute to this world.
That's real talk.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I can tell you, I've been working in the business for many, many years. Most of everyone that did come around was male. The females didn't necessarily have the drive towards it unless I went and pulled them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, as a female, much respect, because you have the drive, you Irie and Beauty doing your thing. You know what I mean? I'm on respect
thanks.
The fact that you are females doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more power to you every time.
Give thanks.
You know, in the meantime, go ahead, dear.
I just want to say, you know, we are the mothers of creation. And we, as the mothers, have a special, you know, voice and a special contribution to make. So, you know, we are naturally more compassionate. We are naturally peacemakers because we are the natural mothers and protectors of our children. So when it comes to the wars, for instance, that's going on in the streets of Babylon every day, but across this world now, you know, we as women must raise our voice, you know, for peace, because we will go through to every possible length to make sure that a peaceful solution is found before we pick up the weapons, you know. So when the woman's voice is not heard, you know, oftentimes the world is propelled out of balance. So we've got to come forward and allow the women to speak. So that's what Empress Meditations is about.
Well, you heard it here on Urban Reggae Zone. Queen Makeda says women need to be more involved, need more freedom of speech. Here's Freedom by Queen Makeda.
On New Artist Radio. Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode number 18.
Mannerism, upbringing, and culture.
Free, 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 free
Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode number 18.
Freedom by Queen Makeda. I'm telling you. Sounding good, Queen. We'll give you the inspiration to write songs like this.
I give praise and thanks to Almighty Yah. You know, He poured His Spirit out upon me in the Holy Land, Jerusalem, which is my home. It's been my home for almost 2 decades now. And the Father just really opened my spirit to receive His word as I have traveled back to my ancestral homeland of Israel. Whatever He inspires me to write, that's what I write.
Yeah. Everyone should get inspiration through the Almighty. So what type of music influence your writing skills?
Well, my vocals have been heavily influenced by singers such as Tremaine Hawkins from the Hawkins family, based right here in Oakland, you know, Oaktown. As well as many other singers, soul singers such as Mabel Staples from the Staples family, Chaka Khan, Motown, Billie Holiday. My mom always had me listen to a lot of the jazz vocalists, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, so on and so forth. So, I bring a lot of those styles with me when I sing, and I just really sing by spiritual inspiration and from the heart. But my music, my musical taste has been influenced greatly by reggae music. My mom was heavily into the revolutionary movement of the 70s, so she was into Exodus, Bob Marley and the Wailers, and all those that sprung out of the roots reggae movement out of Jamaica. And so I grew up with those tunes, playing in my household, as well as the others that I mentioned. So all of those things have influenced me, but I love roots music, inspirational music that's inspiring.
That's the type of stuff we keep it popping, you know what I mean? So, which bring me, the program is about mannerism, upbringing, and culture. It would bring me to that point of the question of, when you was raising up, was your parent about discipline and stuff?
Oh, yes. My mother didn't have to lift a hand. She would lift her voice, and that would be enough to get me in order. I was, just her voice was enough to get me in line. There was no such thing as talking back. You followed the instructions of what you were supposed to do, and you showed the respect, to your elders, as the word says, honor your mother and father, that your days will be long upon this earth. My parents were divorced when I was, just a toddler. So my mom was a single parent, and she demanded the ultimate respect. The same with my grandparents. I spent a lot of time with them. There was no such thing as, raising up, so to speak, against an elder. My grandmother, she had a lot of her grandchildren she helped to raise. So she believed in going out to the tree and getting the best switch that she could get a hold of and lightning to us if we wouldn't listen, and we didn't want her to tell my grandfather because
not the elders.
that was it. Uh-huh. So we had a respect and of our elders, and we would not cross that line. And a lot of our children today, a lot of our youth, a lot of the parents are youth themselves. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. The family connection has broken
in so many ways.
So our youth need to, link, connect. You may not have a parent that has the wisdom that they need to have, but you show respect to your parents anyway, no matter what level they're on. Young or old, single, whatever their situation. Even if you have a parent that may be a drunkard, your parent might be a, you know, might be on drugs or something like that. You know, you still have to keep yourself in line, you know, with showing the proper respect.
That's real.
You know, but get because the Most High requires that of us, you know. But you should align yourself with a righteous elder in your community. Maybe it's a teacher, you know. Maybe it's someone at your mosque or your church or your temple. You know, maybe it's a coach, someone that you can talk to. I'm not talking about somebody that's going to take advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? You don't let anybody do anything that's improper. But I'm saying somebody that you can talk to and will give you righteous counsel, telling you the right thing. This is what you need in your life. So you can seek that wisdom out, you know, wherever you can find it. But there are elders out there that can give you the guidance that you need.
That's right. Queen Makeda says, check for your elders. I had the guidance from the elders coming up too. So right about now, we're going to play from Queen Makeda. Here's Lift You Up.
Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode number 18.
I'm not one to complain, but I've suffered hard on this journey, dedicating my life to you. I know I'm not perfect, but with my whole heart I serve you. If there's something I just can't explain, oh, why do the wicked prosper? Those who do wrong get higher, yet your children suffer more and more. Oh, you said if I follow you, live life like you tell me to, you lift me up, hey. To the end, I'm all such a blessing.
Zone. Episode number 18.
Artist Radio.
Queen Makeda, lift you up. Of course, that's all about the spiritual healing, our queen. Tell us about that song, Lift You Up.
You know, I really love this message of this song because it came at a time when I was really, really feeling down, you know, about a lot of things and, you know, just feeling like I was at the end of my rope, you know. And the Most High spoke to me and administered to me through this song, you know, basically saying that if you would just hold on, you know, because he who endures to the end, you know, will see the blessing, because every situation, this too will pass, you know. So you just have to hold on and weather the storm, you know, and the Most High will bring you out of it. He'll deliver you out of it, you know, if you call upon him. So that was his message to me through this song. You know, I'll lift you up. That's his promise for those that fear him, that trust him.
Yeah, everyone should trust God or fear God. What's your religion, Queen?
From the lost tribes of Israel, or Israel. So I keep the Torah, the 613 commandments that are found in the Bible. You know, Shabbat observer and all of that. So I am a descendant of, you know, the lost tribes of Israel, the tribe of Judah, you know, and the tribe of Levi, you know, which came from Israel and traveled through Ethiopia and throughout Africa.
Yeah, good to know. And the listeners wanted to know, so I had to make sure I put that up in there somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You wrote the song Happy Year Is. Can you tell us a little bit about Happy Years before I play it? I'm going to play it in a few minutes. So tell me a little bit before I drop it, though.
This song is about basically when you make the choice to give your life to the Most High, to live for the Most High according to his will, you know, you are blessed, you know. But if you live your life in vanity, vain things such as drinking, you know, lots of getting drunk or getting all high on drugs and fornication, you know, illicit sex, you know, that's not in its proper order of marriage, things like that. When you abuse people and use people and lie and steal and cheat, or you're, you know, pulling out guns and trying to run gun money and all of those things that are not for a righteous purpose, but they lead really unto death, then you're going to reap the repercussions of that, you know. But if you live your life to please Yah, that means you fear him, you trust him. You know, you trust that he's going to take care of you and he's going to keep his promises, your protector, your provider. He's going to bless you with good health and to live. You know, all of those things that really matter. And then after you pass on from this world, he said, he'll take you up and you'll dwell in a state of peace once you leave this world. So happy is he that puts his trust in Yah, in the Most High.
Yeah, like I said before, I think everyone should put their faith in Jah, because that makes Jah happy. Rastafarian, mm-hmm. I'm a Rastafarian myself. We don't say Yah, we say Jah, which is the same thing, Yahweh. Same thing, Jahweh. Yeah, and Jah, Rastafari, we take it on a whole nother level where we make sure that within our culture, it's all about the ethics, the mannerism, the way you carry yourself. Even though back home in when I was younger growing up, Rastafarian was the most hated on back home. They didn't they didn't recognize or even trip on that these are good folks, are good people, I should say. It was, to me, my parent used to tell me, I mustn't get with the Rasta man, this, that, the Rasta man, this, that, that, that. But then as I grew up, I realized there's also a trick with Christianity from reading the Bible. Over and over, I find different parts in the Bible where say one thing, but the next scripture says something similar, but it's not the same meaning. Which mean we as readers that study in the books, you know, everything is from ancient history, which mean it get changed as it come along. Mm-hmm. So for me, I know from studying that we've been tricked from long time. Yes. And even this word, these words we use, English words, if you reverse these words, you realize that all these Egyptian words that they use now as English words that they used to control we and mm-hmm. act like we mm-hmm. don't know. But see, they shouldn't give me a mic, you know. Once I have a mic, I go and talk. So they can do what they do. You know what I mean? I talk in the real, you know. It's about...
I love it.
I'm for the people. So if they're going to do something to me because I speak the truth, then by all means, go ahead. You know what I mean? Well, but the real is the real. I just feel like they change a lot of things. That's why you have so much different confusion and so much different... I would say religion. No, it's supposed to be from the 12 disciples, which is the 12 tribe, right? Mm-hmm. And but things change, you know. When I knew myself as a kid, right? I saw this blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy on my wall in my house on a cross, and they said that man is Jesus. Mm-hmm. As I read and overstand, my overstanding right now, I don't understand. I overstand, because that's English word.
Yes.
I'm not going to be under their stand. I'll be on top of it looking down at them, though.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
but
I love it.
We as leaders, singers and players of instrument is actually chosen to carry out certain things. Now, a lot of us might have went lean, even myself, went lean to find out that I was lean, you know, because I take two things, to, you know, negative and positive. So I'm on my positive track now, and I'm trying to carry everyone with I, you know. So that's my part with Urban Reggae Zone, is to fix the youth them and make the youth them realize that we're heading down a path that is not nice. You know what I mean?
Children having children,
it is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. So we know it is coming to an end, but
sure.
I hope every one of us is ready when it comes. You know what I mean?
Yes, I give thanks and praise, you know, for you, Brother Rankin Screw, and all of the Crucial Youth Productions. You know, it truly is it's a y'all work that you're doing. And may you continue to be blessed in it, you know. Give thanks.
Thank you. Here is Happy Is He by Queen Makeda.
On New Urban Radio.
Episode 8.
This is Queen Makeda, and you're listening to Urban Reggae Zone with Rankin Screw. Bless up.
Hey, Happy Is He. Put his trust in ya. Happy is he. Put his trust in ya. Happy is he.
Happy is he.
Put his trust in ya.
Happy is he.
Put his trust in ya. A man live his life. Fortune and fame, asking himself, what was it all for anyway? Hey. On his deathbed, came a bit too late. He said, I live my life chasing vanity. Happy is he, put his trust in ya.
Is he
put his trust in ya? Happy is he put his trust in ya?
Happy is he.
Many days I suffered, I didn't know ya. I laid awake at night, thought I could go to home. But now I know the source of true inspiration and strength to live my life in the hands of the Father. Put his trust in ya. So happy.
Happy is he.
Put his trust in ya. Happy is he.
Happy is he.
Put his trust in ya.
Happy is he.
Happy is he. Put his trust in ya.
Well, many days I suffered, I didn't know ya. Laid awake at night, thought I could go it alone. But now I know the source. I know the source of true inspiration and strength. I live my life in the hands of the Father.
Happy is he.
Happy is he.
Put his trust in ya. Put his trust in ya. Happy as he. Put his trust in ya.
Watching over me. Happy as he. Put his trust in ya. A man lives life for fortune, faith. Asking himself, what was it all for anyway?
Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode number 18. Yes, give thanks and praise to the Most High Imperial Majesty I Jah every time. Yo.
Hallelujah.
Happy is E by Queen Makeda. Queen Makeda, I'd like to thank you for being on Urban Reggae Zone. Before you take off, do you have anything for the people? You want to say something to them, something uplifting?
I just want to invite everybody to join us for the Empress Meditations shows. We're on tour right now this month. And this is especially dedicated to the women, you know, and the young sisters, you know, to know yourself, your true divine self, you know, because we've been miseducated as to our true identity. We were called to be queens and empresses. Always respect yourself. Let no one else disrespect you, and don't settle for anything less than what you rightfully deserve. Work on knowing your history and your true roots and culture. You know about the queens of old. Know about, and for the young men, know about the kings of old. Develop a righteous character and be the best person that you can be. Always show respect and love, not only to your elders, but to everyone around you. And when you show respect to others, they will do the same for you. Blessed love to everyone. And I hope you will join us at the Ashkenaz on Thursday, March 31st. It's myself, Queen Makeda, Sister Irie Divine, Sister Beauty. We're going to be there starting at 9 o'clock. It's an all-ages show. We will also be at Yoshi's the day before, Wednesday, March 30th. Come on out and join us. It's going to be a wonderful show with the Sheba Warriors. Blessed love, and thank you for having us today. Blessed love.
Respect for years without fears, man, sis. Right now, we're going to bless up the place with Bless Africa. Here's Bless Africa by Queen Makeda.
On New Artist Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode number 18.
Blessing bestowed upon Africa. Blessing bestowed upon Africa. is far from my eyes, and my heart is troubled when I hear the news your nation's fall. Wicked shepherds eat up the sheep, give them children no food to eat, so big man can ride big car and chop big food.
זאת מקדה מלכה ואתם שומעים לאורבן רגע זון עם רנקינס קרו. שלום עליכם.
She comes with the whisper, tell you everything you wanted to hear, and it made you feel good, like you knew you could fly, making you doubt everything you knew was good and right. Turn your back on your religion, but what you didn't know was that she's a lie. What you say? Don't eat Babylon food. Don't eat Babylon food. Hey. Don't eat Babylon food. Oh no, no. Don't eat Babylon food. She comes with the promise of wealth and riches and better days, all the things you ever wanted, you can have it made. She promised you a big house up in Hollywood, living like a movie star. But what you didn't know was that your soul's the price. What you say?
Ooh, don't eat Babylon food. It ain't good for you, no.
on foot.
Well, no.
Don't eat Babylon food.
Hey,
she comes with a whisper,
telling you everything you wanted to hear,
and it made you feel good,
like you knew you could fly.
Making you doubt was
making
right.
You doubt everything you knew was good and right. Turn your back on your religion.
What you didn't know, she
what
was.
You didn't know was that she's
a lie.
What you say?
Don't eat Babylon food.
Oh no, no.
Don't eat Babylon food.
Set the feet on the shores of Babylon. For his cars and his fancy clothes. They want to ride the streets in the cars of Babylon.
Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode number 18.
New Artist Radio.
Mannerism, upbringing, and culture.
Yep, tap, tap, tap. You know it's all about mannerism, upbringing, and culture. Urban Reggae Zone on New Artist Radio. That was Queen Makeda with Don't Be Babylon's Food. Queen will be performing at Yoshi's in San Francisco the 30th of March. And then 31st at Ashkenaz in Berkeley. Alongside her will be Sister Beauty and Sister Ira Divine. These ladies will be celebrating the Women's Month. They'll be backed by the Sheba Warrior Band. Go out and support them. Aight then. In the meantime, between time, here is Sister Ira Divine with Sweet African Love.
Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode number 18.
Above, brighter than the stars,
shining from above.
Mm, brighter than the stars,
so sweet.
mannerism, upbringing, and culture.
Blessed love. This is Irie Irie Divine, and you listen to Urban Reggae Zone with the one and only Rankin Screw.
Episode 18.
Rock the that I'm better than them. They think they can't come put down this lioness. Well, you must be mad to convince yourself of this. But this beauty walks the streets and hear how you criticize. But I am just too big and I will burn up those vibes. When I'm praising God, there will be no compromise. Cause when the lion is awake, you must go high. You know I try to survive. People is always watching with that spread eye. They see that I praise rock the far high. They waste their time trying to vex I. Oh, what a vibe, what a vibe. You know I try to survive. But people is always watching with that spread eye. They see that I praise rock the far high. They waste their time trying to vex I. Oh, what a vibe, what a vibe. Yeah, 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 yeah. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Episode 18. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what time it is. It's time for me to roll up out of here. Urban Reggae Zone. I'm your host, Rankin Screw. You know how we do it. Every time, keeping the manners going, keep the reasoning going, keep your ethics together. You know, just be cool. Until next time, I want to say to you, I'm on love you bad, bad, bad. In the meantime, between time, peace. I'm out of here. I'm going to leave you with Sister Carol. All right, then.
Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode 18.
I said to leave my tree alone. I don't want your distress for me little homegrown. Spliff no have to big like no ice cream cone. As long as me have a toothpick to call my own. This is Mother Culture, Sister Carol, the original root start. And you're in tune to Urban Reggae Zone.
It's for us to pull joy. Burn out them souls. Lightning and thunder, brimstone and fire, gonna burn out them souls. Whoa, whoa. I, Jah earth is hot like a melting.
up for the killing. Mama Earth for us to full joy. But Babylon still a wreck and destroy. Me have to run in at the bush and pick a jelly choppy. Give me, say go run for the war and get some guava near the gully. Say give me country living, come me have to leave the city. Say look on Mother Nature, Lord of God, oh she pretty moons are ripe and pretty flowers are bloom. Say look on the mountain, no one scared no mama moon. Say dog in at the valley, water drip a tablespoon. Blessing from the day right to after. Say Mama Earth is ever willing. About she tired and she fed up for the killing. Say Mama Earth for us to full joy. But Babylon still a wreck and destroy. Say Mama Earth is ever willing. But she tired and she fed up for the killing. Say Mama Earth for us to full joy. But Babylon still a wreck and destroy. After me sit down underneath the banana tree, a nice little white appear right to me. Say me be going at the garrison like a military. I collect every gun as Jaja picking it. To save humanity and my community, and give them some seed to plant up the city. From agriculture lead the less crime and poverty. Say how me know that you come down a country. Lightning and thunder, brimstone and fire, gonna burn out this soon. Lightning and thunder, brimstone and fire, gonna burn out them soon. Show me some plant up the land, cause I see a great property. Fertile, silent, now go put you in a jeopardy. Strictly organic, so we find sweet melody. Put you in a trance like a musical rock. So Mother Earth had the fullness within, but instead them committing the ultimate sin. Say man I take life and him face in my brain. But until we change, say Babylon I go in. Say Mother Earth is ever willing. About she tired and she fed up for the killing. Say Mother Earth for us to put joy. But Babylon still a wreck and destroy. Say Mother Earth is ever willing. About she tired and she fed up for the killing. Say Mother Earth for us to put joy. But Babylon still a wreck and destroy. Say Mother Earth is ever willing. But she tired and she fed up for the killing. Say Mother Earth for us. Babylon still has stress and destroy.
Urban Reggae Zone.
Episode number 18
on New Artist Radio.